Good news, everyone. This is Professor Hubert J. Farnsworth, and you're listening to Hippo Juice. Good thing I brought my umbrella.
Oh, yeah!
You're listening to Hippo Juice.
Well, if it's legal, then people are going to be sneaking in and raping your horse.
Child rape.
There's no such thing as adult rape.
Rape is just sex with crying, and no!
I wish Law & Order had more child rape in it.
Isn't rape just rape?
Can we get through one show without talking about rape?
An affiliate of the Lose the Radio Network.
You're stupid.
I'm not stupid. You're stupid.
Well, John is the boss of our show.
Wouldn't surprise sex have, like, balloons?
Scrooge McDuck will be the only one to hire you with a top head and a monocle.
Hippo Juice was recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Podcast. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy freaking New Year.
Happy New Year.
So I heard you had some problems with your cable, Royce.
You want to talk about that? Yeah, basically, if you're not listening on iTunes and saw the disaster that happened in the beginning, when we got home, the TV cable was out, and then the internet cable was out, and the cable also controls the phone. All three things weren't working. The first thing that I thought was Marie didn't pay the cable. She called the cable.
That's not true. I'm responsible.
That's pretty typical, though.
She called the cable. It was working. Here's what happened. Somebody in the meter room downstairs decided, hey, apartment 305, let me just rip their cable wire out. It wasn't like unscrewed, like nicely, like put there. They said, fuck 305.
Well, it's funny. Jasper gave you that. Shit because you didn't give him a Christmas gift. Old Jasper's always hanging out in that meter room.
Marie, Jasper knew that I was on vacation, and he was trying to steal my cable.
Marie unplugs her cable every time she leaves her house.
Just so in case.
Right.
Just in case. If she can't use it, no one can.
She turns off the
wire. I think somebody went down there with just a little TV and just plugged it to her cable and goes, yes, I've done it. Fucking fuckers.
Fucking Jasper.
Yeah.
Who is Jasper?
Why is Jasper?
It wasn't funny the first time you said it. Say it again, please.
It's a John Paul!
The best part is I imagine actually shooting you in the face when that happens.
Damn it.
You imagine shooting him in the face? I imagine him exploding in like a nuclear attack.
Well, see, I imagine like a big bazooka and then it hits him and he like flies back and explodes.
Do I say like one last word before I explode? Like impact? Like, oh shit.
No, it just happens too fast.
Oh, really? Damn.
It's like I really like this sound. That's why I don't play it as much as I should because I should be playing it a lot more. But it's like I don't want it to get old. John bombs a lot.
Yeah, we don't realize how much John bombs.
No, I realize every second that I'm sitting here going, why am I even doing this? There's no hope for the future.
You mean even when you're laughing?
I'm laughing on the outside, but I'm vomiting on the inside.
Oh.
Who's the one who's yelling John bomb? Is that you?
No.
Sounds
That's
like
our buddy Dutch Radio. He's in the chat room now. He does our audio work. Between him, Thomas Overbeck, and the... Once in a while, Niggity will just throw something in there and go, here, have this. Those are our audio technicians.
And they love me. No, they don't.
But
no,
they hate like Ryan.
Yeah, who doesn't?
That's why he's not here.
And we got Nathan.
Well, here's what happened. Ryan threw his arm out, so we had to go to the bench.
Oh, shit.
And we pulled Nathan. Nathan has a good ERA. He's been on the injury reserve list, but we brought him up from the minors.
Yeah.
He's playing big ball.
I don't understand your baseball references.
What's R.E.M.? What?
Just
R.E.M. It's a band.
I was saying Losing My Religion.
I thought R.E.M. was like Rapid Eye Movement.
It's that too.
Oh my God, Penguin just reminded us of Bad Hair Part 8.
Yeah.
Hey.
That was your old nickname.
That's the old school fans. They know.
Old school
fans know about Nate.
No, that's not that old school. That was like, what, month? 2 months ago?
Nate, you haven't been on...
That was bonus show.
Yeah. Nate, you were in school for like half a year.
No.
He was studying abroad.
It was a full semester. You were gone.
Nathan is what we call a modest comedic genius.
Nah.
See? He's doing it right now. He's doing it right now.
I have to say, your hair parts are getting better. You working on it?
No, not really.
Well, it makes me sad that Ryan's on here only because Dutch made a couple more bomb clips. One for Marie, which I'll play in a second. I'm sure she'll earn it. I'm sure Marie will earn it. And one for Ryan. Ryan's not here, so...
Oh, I'm sure I'll earn mine. I have plenty of Hawaii stories. And none of them are interesting.
That's right.
So you and me, we don't have bomb clips.
Well, why would we?
So if we bomb, there's no repercussion.
No, we don't. That would be a waste of audio for him. He's going to go, I'll make these, but they're never going to play it. So forget it.
Right.
They're always so good.
They always find something, though.
Yeah, they're always so funny.
If it's not like a bomb, they'll find something.
No, it's fine. We just don't mess up.
Right.
But I do want to play the Ryan one. So I'll tell a joke that Ryan says. Bleh, 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 you're gay.
Giraffe.
Oh,
Ryan. Ryan, anybody know Ryan? Ryan, you know a guy named Ryan?
And then he gets shot.
You hear the bullet casing hit the floor.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
Yeah.
Dutch says, I'll have it by next show, the bombs for me and you.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. He's making him right now. He's probably going to get the audio of me saying I never bomb. Okay, so now I want to move on. How was everyone's break?
Disperse.
I had a birthday.
Yes, you did.
Oh, it's right. John's birthday.
Yeah.
We never celebrate your birthday.
Because you guys always go away on
vacation.
But
let's face it. Jesus' birth is a lot more important than yours.
Yeah.
Well, on the fourth day.
Maybe you should die for our sins.
Well, I purposefully didn't call you.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Purposefully. Didn't call you or address you on your birthday.
Birthday?
Burst.
That's the day of his explosion.
That's
not a bomb.
That's going to be used in the bomb.
You got to be like me. Just don't mess up. Yeah. But if you do, blame John.
Yeah, I was ignoring you on your birthday.
It's okay.
Just to call it even Stevens because, you know, you didn't call me or do anything for my birthday.
I don't know if we're going to bring that back.
No. Since we're talking about birthdays.
Nate holds a grudge.
No, the grudge is gone. Everything's settled.
We're back to square one?
Back to square one.
Awesome. John, your birthday was what, the 28th?
29th. 4 days after Christmas.
And all was quiet.
All was quiet. I had like 3 days off. You know, like I had like the night before, and then I had my birthday and then the day after. So it's pretty much just on.
So you're one of those kids that got snubbed on Christmas.
Well, because also I have a twin.
Well, yeah. Well, you you got the fucking double whammy.
I got
when you have
shafted.
A twin, you already get half the presents when you're little. And then when it's by Christmas, you might as well just say, you know, fuck this all together.
You know how many times it's been like for Christmas we open up our presents. Oh, hey, this is for you and John. This is your birthday present too. So we got to share.
So you're sharing between someone else a Christmas/birthday present.
Yeah.
What did you
that
share?
That blows.
What are some of the gifts you shared?
Sega Genesis, Sega Master System.
Well, those aren't that bad. You can share those.
A car, a bike.
You only had one controller or two controllers?
We had two controllers.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
That's good. I had a Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah, we know.
No, but John had to cut his in half.
Yeah.
Oh, John's mom was sleeping with a guy at Sears to get the Sega Masters.
No,
what happened, right?
No, that's not it. No.
I naturally assume.
My grandma worked at Sears.
Your mom was sleeping with your grandma?
What?
That's whatever.
Disgusting.
It's kind of weird.
Your mother.
Jesus, John.
So, did you get anything good or was it just shared again?
Well, as you get older, you know, and you like move out, and you really don't share gifts anymore. So,
what do you mean when you move out?
You know, like when you're little, growing up, you know, when you're living with your brother, mm-hmm. you know. But you know, as you get older, you don't really share gifts anymore.
Don't you still live with your brother?
No.
No, his brother doesn't live there no more.
So. Yeah.
Oh.
Not since
the
accident.
The whole rape trial.
Yeah, remember the accident?
Penguin says, John, do you still get hand-me-downs?
Well, maybe if you didn't have to share that car, you wouldn't have gotten in that accident.
Got you there.
I thought you wouldn't bring that up.
Yeah, John.
By the way, I got to say that John's twin looks like nothing like John. John's twin is taller than him, bigger than him in every way, and has curly hair.
Yeah,
curly, light
hair.
He
has an afro.
I thought it was Royce's twin.
And he's black.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. No, he's not.
Well, close enough.
He's albino.
You really, your twin looks nothing like you, man.
To this day, I still think we're switched at birth.
You're not switched at birth. You were just adopted. Your parents love him more. Oh, I was supposed to tell you that. Happy birthday.
I really didn't get too much for Christmas or my birthday. Birthday, I got drinks and, like, money. And then
money is good.
Yeah, money for drinks, too.
Are your parents, like, fueling an alcoholism?
They don't have an alcoholism.
They didn't
problem.
Give you drinks, though, did they?
No.
They're not like...
Because, like, my parents went away.
Wrapping up a six-pack?
No, my parents went away for Christmas. So, like, you know.
Oh.
My birthday.
Somebody else gave you the drinks?
Yeah.
Everything John says sounds sad.
It's just like the holidays are always a drag for me because it's like, you know, like even like in like high school and stuff like that, you know, like whenever you have a birthday, people like bring balloons and stuff to class. It's like, hey, happy birthday. Not for me.
What did you go to, clown college?
I'm just saying, you know, like happy birthday, stuff like that.
They did do that. They did. You know, I'll defend John. At least in Florida schools, they're all about the birthdays, and they go and they get the little helium balloons, and you walk around with them in your hand, so everyone knows it's your birthday.
Yeah, and then you got a discount. No, but you also got discount in the lunchroom.
I didn't have that.
Penguin wants to know if you have a cold or AIDS.
No, I'm congested.
With AIDS. Nate, what you do for the vacation?
Nothing.
Wow. That's it?
I didn't really do anything. What did you do, Marie?
What?
Oh, boy.
Just be ready for what
I'm
did.
I'm ready. Go ahead. Yeah. I'll announce it. Marie went to the great state of Hawaii.
Yay.
Right. Oh, okay. Well,
isn't it an island?
It is an island, but it's also a state.
Islands could be state.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry.
What were you thinking?
So, how was Hawaii?
Oh, boy.
So.
Look, guys, I apologize for the rust. We had some time off. So let us at least, you know, shake some of this rust off.
And it's also cold.
I think I got better.
It's also cold. We need our muscles to, you know, warm up.
Anyway, Marie, how was Hawaii?
So I got a trip to Hawaii 8 days as a Christmas / New Year's present for my family. Mm-hmm. I spent 4 days in Oahu and 4 days in the big island of Hawaii. And it was the best thing ever. Ever.
Ever?
Ever.
How were the natives?
Natives were Samoan. They all looked like they could either wrestle or surf. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Niggity wants to know, John. Rhode Island. Island or state?
Shh. Well, it's connected.
Okay, but what is
it? So it's like a peninsula.
But is Rhode Island an island or a state?
It's a state.
Okay, a state, but is it a city or a state? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Is it?
It's like, in New England. I'll give you a hint. It's part of New England.
Yeah, it's a city.
Are you sure? Well, okay, fine. All right, I'll give you that. It's a city, John. You're right, but in what state is Rhode Island a city in?
Massachusetts.
Rhode Island, Massachusetts. Yeah, I've been there before.
Or Connecticut, I don't know.
No, you're right. It's Massachusetts.
It's up there by Vermont. I don't know. No one ever really cares. It's like up by Vermont.
Why are you going on? You said it right. It was Massachusetts. I was going to bomb you, but if you said it right, I can't bomb you.
Yeah, but you're smirking, which means I didn't.
No, John. I frequent Rhode Island, Massachusetts every summer. I have a summer home up there.
I don't know, Connecticut?
It's right next to the Vermont Cheese Factory, as you said.
No, they make maple syrup.
Rhode Island, yes, Rhode Island, Massachusetts is the place where they make maple syrup.
No, Vermont.
That's where Toronto Maple Leafs play.
No, that's in Canada.
No, John. Maple syrup, maple leaves, Rhode Island, it's all the same area.
It's indigenous to, like, the U.S. as well.
Royce is just impressed by your knowledge.
Is he? I feel like he's dying inside.
Your stupidity. Your stupidity defies all human logic. Like, I don't get it. Why did you think Rhode Island was a city?
Because you said it was a city.
I never said it was. You said it was.
I said it was a state.
No, you didn't. I asked, was it a city or a state?
And then I said it's a peninsula.
It's
you said
a province. It's a province, like Puerto Rico.
Yeah, well, yeah, province of Rhode Island.
It's the province of Rhode Island.
No.
You said it, not me.
Providence is a city.
He got one right.
See?
Where is it a city in?
Rhode Island.
Okay, stop. How do you spell Rhode Island?
R-O-H-E-D.
Yeah, that's right. You got it.
Rhode, like Rocky Rhode.
You got it. That's how you spell it.
Or Dusty Rhodes.
That's how you spell it. Marie, Wikipedia that? R-O-H-D-E. Wikipedia, please. R-O-H-D-E. Can you look it up?
No.
Can you please Wikipedia?
It doesn't exist.
Marie, Wikipedia, Rahati Island. Are you confusing Rhode Island with Rwanda?
No. That's in Africa.
R-H, what, how'd you spell it? R-H.
In Africa's a country.
R-O-H-E-D.
D-E.
D. No, he said E-D.
E-D, you're right, E-D.
Island.
An island is I dash.
I'll give him that one. No, I'll give him the benefit.
I said D-E.
He said D-E.
I said D-E.
Google's just trying to correct my terrible spelling.
What is it saying?
Are you looking for Rhode Island?
Are you looking for a handgun to kill yourself?
It's saying John's name, too. Are you looking for Rhode Island, John?
John, stop spelling it that way.
John, this is Google.
John, this isn't a speak and spell. Like the
Paperclips is hanging himself.
Poor Paperclip.
Pulls it, it just shows up and goes, hey, John, you're trying to spell.
Oh, Mother Shucker got it. It's R-O-A-D-E-Y-E-L-A-N-D, Rhode Island. That's where they invented eyeglasses.
Oh, damn it.
You have the biggest monocle factor.
I was trying to start the new year, like, not trying to be, like, an imbecile. I guess I just went right back to it, didn't I?
Right,
really?
Imbecile's fine.
You did the opposite of what you were trying to do.
Okay. Yeah.
Just
it's cool.
They're asking me simple questions.
Royce, there's steam coming off your head.
No, I'm fine. I really am fine. I had a mini stroke. Look, this is the questions that they're asking. Number one, I'll let John finish this up because I'm curious. These are things for us. You went to college.
Yes, I did.
Graduated. Okay. No, I'm just making sure. Quick question.
What is spelling Rhode Island? What's your name?
Just a quick question.
What's your
How many states are there?
There's 50.
Okay. What's the biggest state?
California.
Yeah, California.
And Texas.
California and
Texas. There can't be two biggest ones. There's one.
Well, when you combine them.
Yeah.
It is the biggest.
It forms a mecca state.
A mecca state?
Yeah.
Not a mega state, a mecca state.
Yeah, it's
where people travel to on pilgrimages.
Like, no, it's
like
no,
Transformers,
it's,
right?
Yeah,
like
I was
California
thinking Asian.
Turns into the arm.
Yeah.
And then Texas.
I think John was learning geography while watching Voltron.
Maybe.
No, I'm really bad at that too. Like if you were to ask me, what's the capital of this state? I don't know. Like ask me any.
Well,
any
capitals
state.
Are never the biggest, or sometimes they are, but they're never like the biggest city in the state.
No, but it's required for like high school equivalency though.
And I graduated too. Majored in fucking up.
What was your major?
Hmm?
John?
It was broadcasting.
Okay, I believe you.
Okay.
It was liberal arts, whatever.
Same thing.
AA.
What's a broadcasting question we could ask?
I don't know. I don't know any broadcasting trivia. I'm very sorry.
I went to Connecticut school down here, and like they closed it down like halfway through my semester.
Who invented
Wait,
the radio?
There's a Connecticut school down here?
Yeah, there is. The Connecticut School of Broadcasting is everywhere.
Where is it?
It's closed down now.
They turned it to Geronimo's. It turned into a dive bar.
There used to be Connecticut School of Broadcasting
where?
Here. What was it?
Pizza
it was
Loft.
Off of by, yeah, University.
It was right
next to University, right off of by
Oh,
Pizza Loft.
Where Nova is now?
Yeah. Like they literally turned it into a dive bar. I think it's called like Luke's Place.
Correct. So you know it's good.
Oh, of course.
I got a question. Or what was yours? You had a good one. What was the first? Who invented
the radio?
Who invented the radio? Do you know that one?
You mean Alexander Graham Bell?
Right, it was him.
Yeah,
No, it was. You're right. Who invented the telephone?
No, that's Alexander Graham Bell.
No, just
I said radio.
We're just going to do radio. What was the first noise broadcasted?
That right there.
It was this. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. That was the first noise broadcasted.
Penguin is a good suggestion. Maybe with our donation money, we should buy you a crash helmet.
Well, Mother Sugar has another good donation. I was thinking of calling him John Bomb Jovi from here on out, but now I'm thinking of John Retardo, the short bus rider. He's more fitting.
No,
John Retardo is better than Chicken Papa John.
I'm not Chicken Papa John.
I like John Bon Jovi better.
I sound sexy then.
It does.
I sound like a roadie.
Or Riri. Marie, what I was. Unless you got any more trivia for John, I don't want his head.
Yeah,
he has a hat on, so his brains are going to fly out the top.
No, it's because I got hat hair.
That's from wearing the hat.
Well, if I take it off, then everyone sees it.
Just leave it on.
Oh. Penguin is correcting you. It was Alexander Graham Cracker. Murray, what else did you do in Hawaii?
Jesus.
The Providence.
What else? I didn't tell you what I did in Hawaii.
The Providence of Hawaii.
Okay, so what do you want to know first? What it looks like, what animals I saw, what I climbed, because I climbed a lot. I did a lot of hiking. We went up to
hiking.
I did a lot of hiking in Hawaii.
You say hi to Dr. Livingston?
Hiking up my skirt. Oh. That's what I did.
No. In Oahu, there's...
Bless you. Thanks. Don't laugh at that. That wasn't even good.
I wonder how many times I hear that over there.
I don't know. Go
how
ahead.
How many?
I don't know. I wonder.
I climbed to the top of Diamond Head Mountain and saw all of Waikiki Beach and all my pictures, or most of my pictures are on Twitter, but I'm going to put up a whole lot more on Facebook later on today.
Can't wait for that.
Waiting, or tomorrow.
Waiting with bated breath.
I know you are. So I climbed a mountain. We went beach hopping. We went to Cockroach Cove. They didn't get the name because it's infested. It's just small. They just call it that. The natives call it that because it's a little tiny.
Mexicans inhabit
it. I wasn't even wondering.
It's where the cockroaches go.
Basically, like, you have to climb rocks or go up or down mountains to get to anything in Hawaii. So we had to climb down this, like, cliff, and then you see this little beach, and there's rocks on either side. We were jumping off the rocks into the water, and there was a little cave over there, and I went into the cave. But then I got scared because I didn't have a flashlight, and halfway it got, like, pitch black.
It's right next to the Cockroach Holiday Inn, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you see Ted Danson?
No. I was staying at the Sheraton on Waikiki, and across the street, I bumped into a friend of mine from high school.
Wow.
At first, I was like, what the fuck are you doing here? And then it dawned on me. I'm like, he's been working with the Obama administration, and Obama's in Oahu. I'm like, you're here because you're with Obama. He's like, yeah. I've been managing the press and everybody that goes with him because he has an entourage. And he's like, so I've been making sure that everyone gets to where they need to go and organizing, everywhere that when his kids want to go see a movie, he saw Alvin and the Chipmunks with the two girls. He took them snorkeling, and he was snorkeling in one of the bays, or Hananama. I can't pronounce anything that was over there. It was all blah, 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 I beach.
I've been there, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's pretty much the nanny.
Not so much a nanny for the kids, but a nanny for the press.
Oh,
Doesn't make sense.
But it was very interesting because he kept telling me that Obama was going to or just had come from places that I was going to. And so I was always getting an update on what Obama's family was doing the entire time.
They had you at a terrorist risk.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, if you were a hitman, that would have been...
convenient.
Very right. Funny.
Yeah.
Had a little, like, Bluetooth.
Really? Da. Is that where he's
President
going?
President Obama is here. Da. He is in Hawaii. That's you.
That's a terrible hitman. He's in Hawaii.
And John, this is
couldn't
you.
Give.
It's a John Bomb.
Marie, continue.
Penguin was noticing that. Yeah, I was also there when Rush Limbaugh had a heart attack.
Who's Rush?
Rush Limbaugh.
Oh,
Rush.
Good man.
Finally,
get in a car, Marie.
But that wasn't a joke, though.
Go ahead.
Rush Limbaugh...
Get in a car, Marie.
No, but seriously, go.
Rush Limbaugh was...
Get in a car, Marie.
I'm not saying it again.
Wow, Rush is really like...
He went to the hospital...
Get in a car, Marie.
Why don't you tell me and then I'll tell him.
Rush Limbaugh went to the hospital...
You're talking to me.
Go ahead. You're talking to him. It's fine.
He had a heart attack or a stroke or something. And I think it was because of this little guy right here.
A heart attack or a stroke or something?
Or something.
What is that thing?
Get in a car, Marie.
I think it's because of this thing.
What is it?
This is taboo.
That was found in his heart.
So that's what taboo is?
This is taboo. He's a little tiki that I got after watching The Brady Bunch Goes to Hawaii.
Ugh.
And Greg found a little tiki and he put it around his neck and then bad things started to happen.
And what was the noise it would make?
Every time something bad would happen, you hear the music. Na-na-na-na. And then a tarantula would show up, or you would wipe out on a surfboard, or you would pull your hip doing
a Wait a second. Dance. I think that's what's wrong with the internet connection.
Wow. Marie.
Marie, you're jinxing it.
He's cursed.
Hey, this thing totally works. Rush Limbaugh went to the hospital. We almost lost our car keys. I almost lost my purse. What else happened?
Did you fall into a volcano?
No, I didn't fall into a volcano. I went up a volcano. We went to the Volcano National Park, and then we walked around, and we saw lava.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Was it hot?
Actual lava? It is,
yeah. For like realsies.
Dried up lava or like...
No, both.
Ready to burn lava.
Both.
Cool.
Yeah. Volcano, or it's, there's two active volcanoes on the Big Island of Hawaii, and there's a Volcano National Park. So at first we went to the park during the day, and we went up to the top of the mountain where you can see steam just opening up from, like there's craters in the earth, and it's just steaming.
Wow.
And then to see the actual lava flow was in a different part, mm-hmm. and you had to go like an hour out and around the other side of the park because lava had closed down the roads like for a year now.
Wow.
So you go like an hour out of the way and you go back, and you have to do this at nighttime because during the day the lava just looks gray, but at night is when it glows orange.
Oh, cool.
So
pictures?
Well, the pictures didn't really come out because it was pitch black, but I tried my best to get what it looked like. But so you basically drive to the end of a road, and then you see a road close sign. You have to go around the road close sign, and then you go down a dirt path for a little bit, and then you park, and then you have to bring a flashlight or else you'll just trip and fall over every rock.
And fall in the lava.
Well, the lava wasn't anywhere near where we were, but you could still see it. And then you're walking like 3/4 of a mile on dried up lava with your flashlight in pitch black, just holding it next to your feet so that you can actually see where you're going. And then at the very end, there's a blocked off area, and you can stand and like maybe a half a mile or so in the distance, you can see the lava erupting and going into the ocean.
Ooh.
It was really cool.
That's cool.
It was like erupting like...
Yeah, like you could see it going up and you can see the smoke.
Was there like exploding out? Like, did you have to?
Well, I didn't really hear it. It was kind of far away.
Was
but
it projectile lava?
It wasn't coming at me. No, it was just kind of going up.
Did it turn
just,
you on?
Okay.
No, it didn't turn me on.
So
is that what you were going with?
No. I was, you know, wondering if she had the runaway in fear.
No.
There's just like weird vibe. I'm sorry to interrupt your thing. Do the tiki thing. John is always awkwardly saying weird things about my girlfriend, like, right in front of me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know he's not doing it on purpose. I'm not mad at you, but you know what I mean? Like, I know it's your normal...
What he just said right now about the, did it turn you on?
Like, he's in the normal flow of conversation. I'm not upset or anything.
Okay.
It's in the normal flow of conversation, but I think John forgets, hey, his boyfriend's, like, right in front of me.
No, because it's lava, right? Lava's hot. Turn you on, right?
I'm pleading the fifth.
It's not really hot. If you, like, touch it, it's just going to kill you or at least scald you very badly.
So that's hot. Yeah.
Well, not like, sexually arousing, but just, like, temperature.
It's not that
very, very hot.
It's not that lukewarm lava. I'm going to go shower in the lava. Lava's essentially melted rock.
Yeah.
And it's very slow, right? Like, if, as long as it's not flying through the air, you could pretty much get away from it if it's just sliding.
I wasn't testing the speed of the lava.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you get away with lava pretty soon. Like, hey, I'm coming at you a little bit.
Hey, you lava. Get out of here.
Get. You hit it with a hose. Get. I don't understand Hawaii. There's places I don't understand where I live. I get Hawaii is pretty and everything, but I don't want to live in any place where there's, like, five active volcanoes. The same reason I understand how people live in Australia. When you live in Australia, every animal kills you. Like, every animal. Like, a little bird, he just fucking bites your face off. I don't want to live any place where everything kills you.
But Hawaii is so pretty the other part of the time. Yes, you could buy a home and the next year it'll be covered in lava, but you'll really enjoy that 1 year.
Is there any lava-proof homes or items that you could buy? Like, sunscreen you could put on?
No, maybe if you build your home out of already poured out lava, maybe more lava wouldn't hurt it.
Like concrete.
Yeah. But it would probably just cover it entirely, and then you wouldn't be able to get to it because it would harden and become rock.
I wonder how the homeowner's insurance is.
Well, we were thinking, you know, the Big Island really isn't that populated, and there was a lot of land for sale. And, you know, you could totally buy something and then wait a couple, you know, years, maybe hundreds, thousands, whenever all the rock turns into sand, and then you got beautiful beaches. But you do run that risk of a lava flow just completely annihilating your house.
That's a great investment. It's not worth a lot now, but in 1,000 years...
10,000 years, this beach is going to be the bomb!
That's like somebody buying, like plots of land on the moon.
Right.
I don't understand.
It looks like the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, when... Uh-huh. Well, actually, it looks like if the moon were made out of brownies.
Have you been on the moon?
Well, I've seen the moon.
When?
Well, like, every night, pictures, and then also in pictures, you can see it up close.
Wait a second. The pictures I get. You look at the... Man, Hawaii sure looks like that moon I'm looking at. What am I, on the moon?
Hovering over us all willy-nilly.
I've seen movies.
But, like, well, what I was asking before about, like, the natives, because I've always, like, heard and like, seen, like in movies that, like, the natives are really dicks to, like, tourists.
Not really. Like, actually, everybody was incredibly nice and friendly. Like, one of those overly friendly areas where, actually, the way they talk kind of reminded me maybe of North Dakota. Like, they have this really laid-back sound of their voice where it kind of sounded a little bit like
Fargo?
A little bit like Fargo, but, like, just take it back a notch so it's more surfer and less Canadian.
Hey, that surfboard, it comes from the factory with that true coat.
It does. They sound a little bit like that, just a little bit.
You're going to want that true coat.
You're going to want that true coat. Hey, Palawala Malala just said, hey, he'll knock $100 off that board.
But, like,
I'm cooperating here. Mukalakihiki.
But if you're going there, be prepared. If you mention one thing to the natives that they're going to...
Your Hawaiian impression was basically doing a Fargo impression, but at the end of it going makalakahiki.
Well, because they're Hawaiian.
That's what Marie's saying.
That's
right?
What I'm saying, though.
No. I understand. That's your impression?
I like it.
You got a better one?
No, I don't. I don't claim to. That's why I didn't do one.
Get your finger up.
Because it would have been bad. Because I would have been bad.
My fingers at least I'm trying.
No one else is doing Hawaiian impressions.
No.
Yeah. So shut up, Royce.
Sorry. Do you know if Hawaii is growing?
Yes, it is.
What's the rate?
That's interesting.
Nathan was like, I'm not going to ask a dumb question, but it really is growing.
Yeah, no, that's what I read somewhere, like, yeah. You know, because of all the volcanoes. But is it, like, awkwardly?
No, it's not, like, rumbling every so often and then it expands. But it is growing.
How's the food?
I read.
The food was really good. It's really eclectic because you got a lot of...
I don't know what that word means. I'm going to just be
stupid. It's a mishmash. Is that better?
No. Why you know just say mishmash?
Well, see, you got like,
it's like native, a hoozle-wuzzle.
You got Native Hawaiian food. You got the poi and the luau food and the pig and, you know, all that fun stuff.
And if you mix it all up, that's what I ate.
And then you got waffles.
You got waffles. You got your Japanese, Chinese, whatever, because all the Asians love coming over there. Mm-hmm. So you got that stuff going on. Then you got, like, barbecue cattle ranching type foods, because on the Big Island, there's a big cattle industry. So there's a lot of ranches, and so you'll get your barbecue, you'll get your steaks, you'll get all that fun stuff. And then for some reason, they're really obsessed with shaved ice.
Really?
They love snow cones. It's everywhere.
Wow. Like Starbucks?
It's worse than Starbucks. They have Starbucks, but there's more snow cone areas than there are Starbucks.
Shit.
Mainly probably because they have Kona coffee there.
Yeah, and that's actually a, like, limited time thing. They always have it, like, it's like a seasonal thing.
Well, maybe there, but, or well, yeah, maybe, yeah, maybe here, but
there, I'm sure they have it everywhere.
Yeah, I was in the city of Kona, and there was an abundant supply of Kona coffee.
Did you Western Echo says, I'm renaming John to B-52 for tonight. And Yimmy Fan says, Mr. John Enola Gay.
So speaking of Enola Gay, did you check out Pearl Harbor?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did the Arizona tour.
That was a good segue.
He did. Yeah, bravo, John.
I'm impressed.
Bravo. Yeah, I went to see the USS Arizona. They take you on a ferry, and then there's a monument that's right over top of the ship. Because the ship sunk vertically, so some of it's still sticking out of the harbor.
Wow.
And there's actually still oil leaking out from it.
Are you...
Yeah.
Seriously. Are they cleaning that shit up?
I don't know. They're not environmentally friendly. I was complaining about it, but they're all like, there's dead people down there.
Well, like, why don't get the fuckers out? I don't understand. Why are they still down there? We're in the future.
See,
and in the future,
they were saying that
you should be able to pull boats and take people out from under there.
They were saying that the metal was too wrecked.
No, it's not.
That they couldn't salvage it. There was only three ships that were unsalvageable, so they left them in the harbor. The rest of them that had sank, they were able to get them out and refurbish them and use them again.
Okay, forget salvaging them. They can't just pull it out so they don't have a ship sticking out of the water?
I don't know why they
did. Someone drives through your front door and you go, leave it there.
Would you like to dig a ship out of the ocean?
No, but it's not my job.
With, like, thousands of dead bodies in it? No, wouldn't you rather just put a little bit of stone on top and write all their names and say, hey, they're down there?
Oh, okay, so after the 9/11 attacks, they should have put a little stone on top and said, eh, leave it there.
Well, what are they doing with 9/11, with like that, well, that Freedom Tower?
I did the math, and it took them about 18 years from the time Pearl Harbor was bombed to the time they actually got the monument ready.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they had to go through Eisenhower, and I think Kennedy finally finished it. So we still have a couple more years before they can, you know, say, okay, you guys are taking longer than Pearl Harbor to get your monument up. You better get with the program.
Yeah.
Mother Sugar says it's in a harbor, not in the ocean. Get it right, Sugar Tits.
Did you hear about
the harbor is connected to the ocean.
And the ocean's connected to the wrist bone. Did you hear about that giant tower in Dubai? It's supposed to be like
169 stories.
Like, it's supposed to be the Twin Towers times three.
But is that supposed to be like?
It's huge.
Isn't that thing gonna topple over? Because like,
because they're not building it out of
structure.
They're not building it out of Jenga, so it's gonna be fine.
No, but wasn't there some shit like a couple months back where like they were trying to make it be like Disneyland or whatever? But like the construction, there's so much money put into it that they didn't have enough.
If you build a tower rectangular shaped. There, you can only go so high before it's unstable and
yeah,
wobbly.
Yeah, but it's not built like that. Yeah,
it's not built like that. It's
but the foundation, because it's a, like
it doesn't
a,
matter
like, sinking right, or something right. like that.
It's think of more like it's more stable like a pyramid is sort of kind of the bigger base.
Because of the you know the gravity, it will make it wobbly and it'll eventually just break in half. But this tower, they say,
is it a building or a tower?
It's a tower. Mm-hmm. They're saying that it's inspired by flowers because. Every base is supposed to be like, you know, how it opens up like that, and it's supporting the other base, and so they say that they want to keep going. They're still trying to add more stories to it.
That's
going to
be a disaster.
But how tall do they got to want to go? Like, what are they trying to do?
What are they
trying
to prove?
Reach the moon?
Trying to high five God? I don't get it.
Oh, my God.
I just can't imagine, like, how they're getting the concrete that high up in the air. Like, imagine the...
Really big, you know, cranes.
Yeah, imagine
maybe a service elevator? I don't know.
Army ants?
They got helicopters called sky cranes.
Oh, yeah, maybe that. That was a good idea there.
Yeah, but Dubai, I heard, looks just like half built now.
Yeah, I think they, like, at one point ran out of money, and so a lot of construction just stopped.
Yeah, that's what, like, a couple months back. So, like they're trying to make, like, the islands look like shapes and stuff. They're building their own islands.
They're building, making their own, like, island in shape like a palm tree or something.
Yeah, so this is something totally different than that, then.
Right. Yeah.
They're in debt from this tower.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a tower. There's no offices that are in it or anything like this.
I don't know.
You go all the
there's
way
enough
up.
Stories. You could probably have a couple offices in there.
They're probably going to like lease them out or something.
Have a whole city.
It's just that big. It's just a Radio Shack. It's like really big Radio Shack.
It is a Radio Shack and a Super Target.
They really fucked up. No one goes to Radio Shack. We're going to the world's biggest Radio Shack.
But like in their middle of building, they're like Radio Shack is like not as big as anymore. So it's like, oh, it's just a Radio Shack.
It takes forever.
It's the world's
build the world's biggest Virgin Mega Store.
Oh God, yeah. Or circle, you know.
Yeah, imagine that elevator ride. If you have to work like on the top floor,
you get like a nosebleed every time you go up.
Yeah, is that could be like
take forever to get to the top of that building.
Please let me get first floor. Please let me get.
Well, in Vegas, don't they have like one of those like the one of those needles and like the elevators like one of the fastest elevators and they have like a speedometer on it? Are they gonna do something like that for like?
No, they're gonna make a giant slingshot to sling you up to the top.
A matter transporter. That's what they're gonna make.
Matter transporter.
Yeah.
They'll probably invent them by the time they're done. They're just banking on that.
Yeah, it's gonna get a hold of Jeff Goldblum.
There you go. Yeah.
He's a scientist.
Mm-hmm. I mean, am I right?
And here comes.
Am I doing nothing?
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
You went to your computer like you were gonna
get in a commentary.
Ah! Yeah!
It's a John Bond.
And even though he's not here.
Ryan, anybody know Ryan? Ryan, you know Gunnan Ryan?
Was it that bad?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I was just sitting back and listening to you guys talking like you were just experienced architects.
I just don't get why.
Are they going to have an elevator with a speedometer, as John said? Is it going to have a break in it?
Well.
It's going to have a flux capacitor.
But anyway, so Nathan's back. It's a new year. The last podcast that we did, I don't know if you listened to the replay, but we're doing a weight loss challenge.
Right. And we all chose in a month time span how much weight we have to lose. I chose 15 pounds. John chose 15 pounds.
Sean?
John chose 15 pounds.
Sean.
I'm a lightweight, so I chose 5.
Right. Oh. Now, but there's more to it. If you don't reach your goal in a month, there's punishments. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's an example. If John does not reach his 15-pound goals on the show, we get to wax his chest.
A smiley face.
But, yeah, and just patterns. And just patterns. Oh, if I don't, and I think this is the worst punishment of all, I have to give John control of the show. He'll be sitting here for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
That's 2 podcasts.
Cool.
That's 2 podcasts. I'll have a big cigar and, like, a tie.
So Royce better lose those 15 pounds.
No. I would give myself AIDS. You're not getting this mic. And Marie just has to be tickled on the podcast for a while. I just figure that just makes everybody happy in the chat room because, let's face it, 99% of the people here just to imagine Marie naked.
And I hate being tickled.
Could I enter the competition?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Could I gain 15 pounds in a month?
No, we don't know.
We were going to have a contest like that because when we were having the Ryan versus John thing, a biggest gainer. But Ryan didn't want to do it because he just want diabetes. What a faggot.
He didn't want to do the mustache thing either.
I'll do a mustache contest.
Yeah, it's not like Ryan has a job where a mustache would be a hindrance.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
He's on the phone all day. No one's going to see him.
When we were doing skits and stuff, I remember Ryan with a mustache. Ain't nobody look funnier looking than Ryan with a mustache.
Ryan looks hilarious.
He goes from just a normal guy to a stereotypical looking Italian. Like out of nowhere.
Yeah.
He turns into Luigi.
What's the matter, you?
Is that your Luigi impression?
No, that's my Italian impression.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Because
I'm congested. I can't really.
What happened to?
So it affects your brain.
What happened to in the last sketch that we did with you as Brian
Fox Cillarelli?
Brian Fox. Uh-huh. That was a good impression.
John. So John has a new workout regimen to lose weight. He was telling me.
Yeah.
What is it, John?
I go paintballing now, and I've so far I believe I've lost about 8 pounds from playing.
So you go paintballing?
Yeah, it's
so you're working out in 1995.
Nah, man, dude, it's so much better now. Like I went down to Army Navy surplus. I got myself some BTUs like used ones from Afghanistan.
Is paintball dated? Is it?
I think so. I mean,
paintball is still popular.
It's timeless.
It's still popular.
No.
It's like the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
And I go to a place that's right off of the right by the Hard Rock.
So what do you do with your paintball? Like, what do you do? I don't understand paintball. Like, I don't get the
yeah, why is that a workout?
All right, well, you play Modern Warfare. Well, because you're, like, constantly running. It's like warfare. You know, like, you play
Except
Modern Warfare.
You don't die. You get hit with
like,
paintballs.
I play Modern Warfare, too. It's like, you know, like Team Deathmatch. Think of Team Deathmatch, except, like, it's one shot, one kill.
Do you have any bruises? Right now?
You get bruises.
I got
right
one on my leg.
Yeah. Take your pants off.
You get like welts.
Can we, and this is just throwing this out there, can we next week shoot you with a paintball gun? Not in the face.
Dude, paintballs hurt, man.
Not,
I mean, like,
not
like,
in my house. It might get messy.
Like, it's pretty beast. Like, I got armor and shit.
There.
Oh, yeah, okay. I guess we could do it on the balcony.
I mean, I got like armor and shit.
No, forget armor.
But the funniest thing, though, is like my first time going out there, it was like all like 10, 11-year-old kids.
Okay.
And I was poning them all.
Well, how do you guys pick the teams?
Don't like, say you're poning kids.
Oh, I was poning kids.
Is that like slang for molesting them?
I'm talking like headshots.
Okay.
How does that work? You get there, are people just waiting to play?
I hope Dutch is still listening.
Yeah, there's like a huge group of people, and then
So you show up, you show up with
like,
your
it's
gun.
Like, yeah, it's like playing pickup games. Like people uh-huh. like, hey, whose team are you going to be on?
Do you have a team? Like, do you have people that you play with? Like,
yeah. I have a crew I go out there with.
How'd you like initiate that? How'd you get did you audition?
Actually my first time out there was my audition and then afterwards
you have a crew?
Yeah, I got a paintball crew.
When did you get a crew?
You guys were gone for 2 weeks.
I leave for 2 weeks and you have a crew?
Yeah, I got a crew.
I'm just imagining you guys just decked out in army gear just jerking each other off.
Dude, it's about the size of like the actual paintball field's about the size of like a CVS, and it's all woodland with like.
What an awkward thing to get. You couldn't say like half a football field, a football field. It's about the size of a normal Rite
Aid.
Okay,
all right.
That's how
right,
I measure
okay,
things
half,
as well.
Okay, half a football.
How many hat boxes?
About 8,000 hat buckets. I just went ahead and said it.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay. No, and like there's like a castle. There's like trenches and everything. There's like hills and trees.
A castle? Where do you paintball? Narnia?
No, but I'm saying like...
Where do you find hills in Florida?
You just pour sugar sand. They're like sand mounds.
John, just see, those who aren't watching.
No, that's
what that lady had a cup and was just pouring some sugar sand.
No, I was like,
man, this is going to take forever to fill.
Getting packets of Splenda and tearing each one, pouring it off.
No, and you got the armor, and it's about $20. You know, and that covers for air for the whole day, and one box of paint that has like four packets of like paintballs in it.
So $20, but what do you? So you just get like the paint and the air. What else do you need? You need your armor.
Yeah, I got a gun. I got this armor that makes me look fucking beast.
Let's say that,
and I have
he's a beast suit.
And then I have bandoliers that are filled with like.
Hold on. Let's say there's someone in the chat room
who wants a bandolero.
Shut up for a second. Okay. Keep talking. It's funny. John never interrupts until you come. I swear. Go ahead.
Were you hearing me? Like, do you hear my voice?
I can barely hear you, man.
Do you see his lips moving?
I was looking over here.
He was thinking of sugar sand. Go ahead.
To shoot a flare. I was just going to ask, maybe to explain it from the beginning. Okay. Like, let's say there's someone in the chat room who wants to paintball.
Okay.
Doesn't know where to start. How does he get a crew? Where does he go? So you're just saying that it's $20 to get the air and the paint.
Yeah.
What else does he need?
Needs a gun. You can get him at like.
Good. That's expensive. If you don't have a gun, you just throw paintball.
Well, you can rent.
That's probably the most expensive part, the gun.
Well, it depends on how much you want to pay.
Penguin wants you to do the show with the whole entire uniform on.
I'll bring it in. I mean, like,
can we shoot you with a paintball?
I bring the ghillie suit.
We'll do that, but can we shoot you with the paintball?
It really hurts.
I know, but
with
okay.
The gear.
Let's be fair.
With the gear?
Without the gear. Oh my God.
That'll leave a welt.
Not short. No. There'll be distance. It's not going to be right on your face.
Just understand that those paintballs are flying at like 290 foot.
Let's say me standing here and you outside. Like right there outside.
As long as you don't hit my balls.
I'm not going
to. You got hit in the balls? I was just going to ask.
Actually, I got.
You can wear a cup.
For my own team, I got hit in the back, I got hit in the ass, and I got hit in the finger. Like right here on my trigger finger because my gun jammed on me. And they got in this. Oh,
you another thing too?
Ovens love paintball. They dress up all in these like fucking like ghetto thugs like shits and stuff, man. They fucking love that shit.
You wear a cup now?
Yeah, I wear a cup.
And still,
I got a cup. I got a throat protector, mask.
So how did you find this team? Did you answer a Craigslist ad or?
Nah, one of the kids that works with us.
Danny.
Yeah. We got a new kid from our holiday team from GameStop named Danny. He likes paintball. And I was like, oh, cool, because I never met anybody that, like, you know, that was that uh-huh. I know, you know.
Plays paintball.
Yeah. So he brought me out there, and he liked my stuff, so he called up all his paintball crew.
Like your moves.
Yeah. Right? Because, like, he does something called Scenario, which is, like, they have, like, scenarios for paintball. It's like they have like RPGs, grenades, tanks, turret guns, and stuff like that. All paintball.
Where's the most painful place you got hit?
The hand.
Hand.
The hand. Because everything else, I have like padding from here to here, and then I got compression pants.
How do you win? Is it just
last man standing?
If you get paintballed, you're dead.
One shot, one kill. You put your hand up. You put your muzzle condom on your gun. And you say, I'm sorry,
everything sounds so sexual.
Well, that's what it's called. It's called a muzzle condom. and you say, and you walk, you shout it, you go, dead man walking, and you walk back to the to the entrance area.
Then you start masturbating.
No. Well, then we'll see.
And then you start playing zombie paintball.
They do that, too.
Yeah?
All right, well, let's do something.
Well, what happened?
I know it takes a lot to get hit with a paintball. So what we'll do is we'll ask for donations, and since it's your getting it with a paintball, you ask for the amount of donations you want by next week. They have a whole week to donate for you to get hit with a paintball. Chest area.
It hurts a lot.
Okay, but
it probably hurts more than getting hit by Royce in the balls.
Okay, but pick something. What donation would you want to get hit with a paintball?
$100 $50 I don't know. You know I'm not good at haggling. I'm not Jewish.
Let's go with your first instinct. 100
Okay.
100's fair.
That'll hurt so much. Oh my God.
Now, when we say we hit you, are we talking chest, leg?
You know what? Not with just one paintball. How about $100 for maybe like a couple rounds? Just like.
Whoa, you're getting courageous now.
I thought you said one hurt. Huh?
I thought you said one hurt.
It hurts, but I mean, like.
Okay, let's say $100 in donations by next Wednesday. You bring your paintball gun just in case. We'll hit you with a paintball shot. Okay. You're a tough dude. You could take it.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to hit you with a paintball gun. Right out there.
Right on our balcony.
We'll mic you.
Okay. See how you notice that they ask you to do this stuff? Because you've opened yourself up for stunts like this.
Well, I don't care.
They know better not to ask me. I'm not going to fucking take a paintball for my mother. But you...
I'm not doing it to prove anything.
John's what you call a team player.
Which you are
not. What you've done.
And by the way, I took a shot today. I got punched in the face the other day for money.
Nathan plays for Team Nate. And Team Nate only.
Team Nate always wins.
Aw, he has a little boo-boo on his knee.
Yeah, that was from like 2 weeks ago.
That's it?
Yeah.
Western Echo says crotch shot for 200.
Absolutely fucking not.
With a cup.
I'm wearing a cup, I will not take it in the fucking scrote.
With a cup.
What would happen?
I would bleed internally.
Would there be permanent damage?
I would not be able to like reproduce.
Did your voice crack just thinking about that?
Because I will not take a paintball to the nuts.
Even with a cup?
With a cup? Yeah.
For how much?
That one's going to be $250.
Here, I'm just going to put this microphone on your nuts. Let's see. Go ahead, John. Do it. Do it. I can take it.
You stay out of this. What the hell are you doing?
Just putting the microphone on your nuts.
He doesn't have to talk to you.
Aren't there two of them? Or is there something you're not telling us?
How powerful is a paintball gun again?
Like 200... Like, you actually, before you play, like, you fill up your air and everything, it's like a... they have like a speed gun. You lay your muzzle on
right,
and it's got to go. I think it's like PSI. Like it's like two.
Don't speak in lingo. What's PSI?
PlayStation Internet.
That's air pressure. Like the compressed
PSI. You don't know PSI. You are a girl.
I'm a girl.
I don't know what PSI is.
Nathan's a girl. We don't know things about men.
I don't know, pressure-sensitive increments?
Oh, when you put it like that.
And yet you didn't know Rhode Island was a state.
You didn't talk about
paintball. I'm not too sure about PSI. I'm not too sure he's correct on that.
I'm not too sure about it.
I don't know what pressure-sensitive increments means. The fuck is that?
It's the...
You're angering him because he doesn't know things.
I'm sorry.
Look at him, he's getting all nervous. He's like, I want to look it up, but our connection isn't very good, so I can't.
Well, can you?
John, can I shoot you with a real gun?
No.
No, not a big one. Like a little gun.
We'll give you a bulletproof. If we had a bulletproof vest, could we shoot you?
No.
Penguin says pound per square inch douche.
There we go. what did I say? Pressure.
You don't get it without a douche part.
Pressure sensitive increments is what you said.
PSID.
That's just throughout there, you know, whatever.
Pounds per square inch sounds a lot more accurate.
I'm not an astrophysicist. I don't need to know these things.
You're being called the dipshit.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, John. Not everyone's from the Providence of Rhode
Island. I wasn't trying to be smug when I said it either. I just...
You can't be smug. Only smart people could be smug.
I knew.
You could be ug.
Ug.
You can't be the smug part. Because that's for smart. You could only be the ug. You ugging idiot. Christ.
No, it's a lot of fun though, man. Like I got like so many headshots, like just picking people off. And the thing is, like the last game we played, they didn't have refs, so everyone like you'd shoot someone and like they'd put their hand up and then they'd just go right back in. So it's just like I was just like shooting like three times and pretty much until kids cried was what I was doing.
You shoot kids till they cry?
Yeah.
Like how old are these kids that you're shooting?
Well, there was a couple
youngest.
Youngest, 8.
So your workout plan, let me get this straight. Your workout plan is to go with a pressurized air gun and shoot 8-year-olds.
And run around and duck.
Run around and shoot 8-year-olds.
And steal their lollipops.
But that 8-year-old was on my team, and he shot me. I turn around. I go, I'm on your team. And he goes, you are? He goes, I shoot him again.
And I go, fuck you.
I like, unload it.
He goes, John, when I was 8 years old, do you understand my mindset? 8 years old, I was like playing with Play-Doh. I wasn't getting shot by an adult man with a paintball gun.
There was teens out there, too.
Yeah, but you're ganging up on the 8-year old.
I wasn't ganging up. He was on my team.
Can you be honest with me? Were you the oldest one there?
No, there was older.
Who?
Much older, like in their 40s.
Yeah, but those guys there were binoculars looking at kids.
And
you know, like
the and you know, like the baseball dads that are sitting by, like, that, you know, like in the bleachers, like calling out, like this is how you do it. Yeah, that's it. Hey, lean into it. There's paintball dads like that. Like, it's like, oh, my kid can't play baseball. We'll have him do paintball, so he's not a queer. You know.
Are the dads smokers too?
Well, I have a sore throat, so. No, that's. I hate you, Marie.
I don't understand Marie, that answer.
Because I have a deep voice and it sounds like.
He's saying that the congestion is making his voice scratchy.
You have a deep voice?
No, I don't, but when I'm congested.
John's pretending. John thinks he talks like Barry White. What are you? Yeah, you know, my voice is kind of deep, so when I get a cold.
Want to hear a funny ass joke?
No, I don't.
Was your dad there, John?
No, my dad was
not.
Let's
go, Johnny!
Johnny boy!
Are you in a league? No, but that's pretty... What's the name of your league?
No, that ass.
No, there's no league. I mean, there is leagues. Like,
name
they,
your
like,
team.
Cause...
Your crew.
Were you guys the Green Iguanas or the Purple Parrots?
Or the Silver Snakes?
No.
Which one were you?
The Paintballers.
The Brown Douches.
No, what's the name of your crew?
We really don't have a...
Crews have to have a name. You're not a crew then.
They...
All famous crews had a name. The Jets, the Sharks, Nambla. What's your crew's name?
I forget.
Like, no, you don't forget. You know what it is.
Because it was too ridiculous. It was too ridiculous.
Then say it.
I don't remember what it was. It was like something like, okay, cool. Because like I haven't met
the... Was it something you made up?
No, the whole thing was like, because I only went there, because I've only been out there once, like for like 3 games. And the thing was like, when we were finished, he started calling on his phone, telling all these people like,
who's
hey, Dan.
Oh, of course.
Like calling everyone
else. What's the name of the people in the group? What's their first names? Just curious.
I think there's a kid named Dan.
Tam,
T-A-M, Tam. And
they all rhyme. This is made up. This is a made up crew. Dan, Tam, Sam,
and,
Ham.
And Chris.
Blam.
Oh, Chris is the outsider.
Yeah. Fing Fam, Winnie Wham.
Well, I do know that one of the guys is like a, I think he's like a Vietnam vet.
Did you put an X?
Are you the old guy with a bunch of kids? Penguin's asking.
Huh?
Are you the one that they worry about the parents go... Isn't he a little too old to be playing?
Well, they kept on asking me if my gun was a fully automatic, because like that's like corking your bat.
What?
Like all these kids are like,
you're fully automatic. Is that good or bad?
Oh, I get it, because you were so fast that they thought it was fully automatic. Correct.
Yeah. So like you have to set it for like semi.
What is your
the name of the gun?
No, I was gonna say IQ. No, what?
IKEA.
Can I name your crew?
I was going to say, Nate, that's a very good idea. We'll take some names from the people here. But what's the name of their... What's your suggestion for a name for the crew?
Pure Paint Players.
Pure Paint Players?
Pure Paint Players.
Players.
With a Z?
Yeah, let's put a Z in there.
I think they might be taken by the Dirty Ovens that go there.
Dirty Ovens is a good name for a crew.
It's alliteration right there.
Yeah, but we're not black.
Do you play with a bunch of Down syndrome kids?
No.
Is that why you're the best?
No. I don't even know if I'm even the best. I know I'm...
So like, retards are beating you?
Well, no.
So there's retarded kids that are beating you. They should be easy to hit because they have really big heads.
But there's one kid out there that had, like, all this new stuff that he probably got from Christmas. It was all, like, sponsored stuff. I was ripping him up. Just...
Like, so you're bragging about shooting 8-year-olds with a paintball.
Dude, when you shoot a guy in the face and you see the paint like just splatter over his face, but you're still shooting him.
What are some of the sponsors? Like
John sounds
Joe
so
DiMaggio's
cool.
Hospital.
Really?
You sound so mean. You're like, I just keep shooting retard kids in the face.
No, they're not.
And
retards.
I don't give them mercy. I keep going.
Well, because if you don't give them mercy.
Fox says automatic, hydromatic, he's Grease Lightning. That's the name of your crew.
The T-Birds?
No, the faggots.
The Jets.
Grease Lightning.
Grease Lightning.
The Sling Blade Wannabes.
The Pink Ladies.
Icy Hot Stunners. Icy Hot Stunners.
The Grease Lighters. Gotta have an S in there.
But on
I want to have ballas.
I'm going out there this Friday because we're doing because they do night games. I'm gonna bring my ghillie suit.
Mother Shocker says John Retardo and the Short Bus Crew. That's to be the name of your album.
It's a catchy one.
Hey, whatever, man. I'm losing weight. Like, you're running constantly.
That is what it's all about.
You know what else makes you lose weight? Chemotherapy. I don't want it. I'd rather not be associated with that method of losing weight. I'm not going to be the guy running around going, I just shot a kid. High five.
But you like playing Modern Warfare, too.
Yes, I do like playing Modern Warfare because I'm not really shooting kids. Like, a kid's not going to go, daddy, this 27-year-old man just shot me with a gun.
No,
you know what's fun about Modern Warfare? The sitting down part. And the air conditioning is also very fun.
Oh, and you could pause.
The pausing's cool.
Actually, it's funny because the helmet I have has a switch that, like, blows air. And
Deviant's bringing one from way back, the shit fingers. Everyone knows the whole John fingering the asshole, digging into vagina, then crashing into the garage story, right?
Yeah, I hope they do.
Speaking of crashes, sorry to get off topic, but I witnessed an accident on the way back from the volcanoes.
Yeah.
The area closes off at 8 o'clock at night, and we were leaving right around 8 p.m., and as we're pulling out, we were going to stop and ask the guard that was starting to close up which is the best way to get out. And as we start to roll down the window, we see the guy, like, flipping out with his light going like this, and we're all like, what's he doing? And then we see just a peachy cruiser go, woo, and bam, right into the cop car.
Oh,
and
shit.
Almost nicked the cop. And if he had turned one way or the other, he probably either would have hit us or had the car hit into us. And we're thinking, okay, how on earth did that guy just do that?
Drunk.
Okay, maybe he was drunk, but it's like the road is pitch black, first of all. You obviously see that there's lights going on. And I'm thinking maybe he thought that if he gunned it, he would have been able to get through the guard to get in time.
That's stupid.
What did the cop tell you?
The
get in a car, Marie.
Is that what he told you?
He didn't know my name.
Oh. Well, he does now.
So what did your dad tell you?
Did you poop a little?
No. Actually, I was in the back of the
car. Get in a car, Marie.
I was in the back of the car. Uh-huh. So I just saw the accident. I didn't see it coming. So I was just like, whoa. And that was about it. But it was scary.
Yeah,
Marie, scary. Your tiki necklace is motorboating you.
See what I mean about the weird stuff that John says to my girlfriend? Like, out of nowhere, John will just say, hey, your tiki, I was looking at your tits and I noticed the tiki god was in them. Jesus, John.
Royce, I never knew it bothered you. I'm sorry.
No, it doesn't bother me. It's just, I don't care. I just notice it.
Okay, sorry.
It's just, if it's me, you say because it's me, but like, if it was somebody else, that, like, you know, would you just say that? Hey, girlfriend's nice tits, am I right? What? I mean, anything offensive by it?
I don't think, I've never said anything that offensive. I think I could.
Yes, with all due respect.
Really? With all due respect.
He does say that. I want to finger bang your girlfriend. With all due respect, I want to finger bang her.
No offense.
None taken.
With all due respect is always something terrible follows that.
It's never good.
Has someone ever told
with all
you?
Due respect, I admire your work. It's never that.
Have you ever heard, like, I politely decline, things like that?
Respectfully. I don't think I've ever heard politefully. I don't think politefully is a word.
There's nothing
polite. Apparently I can't say things to Marie.
Right.
Yeah.
Herock says we're looking at our tikis as well.
I only have one.
Cancer. She had breast cancer. Shh. She only has one. It's quiet. I think I'm going to bring it up.
That na-na-na-na works in so many situations.
It's always funny. Always.
I'm sorry. Your mother died in a car accident.
Why do you wear it if it's cursed?
That's the whole fun.
What?
You never know what's going to happen. You never know.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, I just wanted to get one to see if bad things would actually happen. I almost lost my purse and almost got into a car accident. It was a lot of almost.
And your fucking internet's broken.
Wait.
It's a lot of almost.
During all those, okay, like when the car almost hit you guys, did, like, afterwards did you go, na-na-na-na-na?
Yes, I did.
Well, wow. Then you could say that Tiki God is blessed because almost, you know, those bad things didn't happen.
That's a good way of looking at it, Nate. But I like to go with the curse thing.
Almost doesn't cut it, Marie.
Almost Famous was a good movie.
Almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
Get in the car, Marie.
Get in the car, Marie.
It's a John Bob!
I'm very sorry. You guys are just a good team at bombing.
Oh, like you wouldn't get a ton of bombs if we had bombs for you two?
No, you wouldn't. Do you want to know why that wouldn't happen?
Why?
Because I control the bombs. So I wouldn't fucking play them.
I'm going to get a new laptop and I'm going to bomb you.
First off, you can't because I would have to bomb and I don't. I'm always great and always perfect.
Wait, Royce, do that with your eyes closed.
I'm always great and I'm always perfect. Because, you know, I want to be part of the solution and not part of the problem.
Why did you have him closed? I thought you were going to put his balls in your face.
What?
Open your eyes. Get my balls.
Peekaboo.
Peekaboo. Balls in your face.
You just bombed.
Yeah.
Got balls in your face.
Shut up and drink, Pledge.
John does take things to the extreme. Everyone's like screwing around. Hey, punch your arm. John, I just fucking kick you in the dick. I'm having fun too. I'm having fun too. I kicked you in the dick.
You know what? This reminds me of a story that you were telling me, but I want to see this in action, so I'm going to remind everyone. You used to tell me about a game that you used to play with these guys called How's Your Nuts?
Remember How's Your Nuts, Nate? That game that we played once and we thought, why are we doing this?
Explain to them that game, because it makes me laugh.
This is how How's Your Nut was. It was specifically me, you, and Ryan were playing it the most. How's Your Nuts work? It's a variation of, I guess, Rochambeau.
Okay.
Except it's surprise. It's like a surprise game. So, like, you know, let's say Nate was standing there drinking a glass of water. I woke up, hey, man, and tell you something. I just gently flick your nuts and go, how's your nuts? And then walk away. Or Nate would walk up to me, and he goes, hey, how's your nuts? Right. And then I would double over in pain and go, why are we playing this game?
Oh, my God.
Because the game is great when you're not the one getting hit in the nuts.
I think the funniest part about the game is that you're politely asking them how your nuts are doing as you're inflicting a mass amount of pain on them.
See, I remember in, like my freshman year of high school, like, it was called nut checking. And, like, the seniors above you would do it to you in the weightlifting room for summer football. And I remember I took a two by four. No,
to someone's nuts.
No, I told you. Even better.
John thinks it's to the extreme.
No, even better. I took a 2.5-pound plate. I put it in my underwear, and a guy and this big lineman did a nut check. He got a bruise on his knuckle. He couldn't see, like, boom.
I took my mother's cooking sheet and I put it in my underwear.
How did you fit it in there?
I spent the whole day at school with this cooking sheet in my.
You put a 2x4 in your pants.
No, a
2.5-pound weight.
A weight, like the 2.5-pound weight's about like that big.
And but he had to have an erection, so he took some Cialis.
No.
I totally got you guys. John, you have a boner. I know, but I fucking nailed you. This is what I mean about taking things to your street. I'm glad John didn't play How's Your Nuts with us. Would you like to know why? John would just shoot us with a gun.
That's gay, doing it in high school or in the gym. Like, we all used to work together, so we had a lot of downtime. So that's not gay at all, experimenting with men, you know, in your downtime.
And How's Your Nuts is not fun.
At school? Yeah.
In our old office when Nate worked with us, you worked with us too, we had a couch in the front.
Yeah.
Marie's couch now, actually. And it was always like, oh, man, I'll take a little nap. But when How's Your Nuts going on, you don't want to take no little nap.
Keep one eye open.
It's one of those, you know, it's one of those when you're really tired, but you're like, someone's going to do something to me. I can't fall asleep. I remember one day I fell asleep in my office. I was really tired. This is when John used to work with me. And I woke up with, because I fell asleep with my mouth open. And I woke up with John holding a toothpick over my open mouth. And I'm like, that's such an extreme thing to do. I would have choked and died. I was like, what are you doing?
It was funny though, right?
I never slept in that office again since you were there. I just won't do it. It freaked me out. I was like, if I fall asleep, I'm getting a toothpick in the fucking lungs.
If it would have fell, I would have fished it out.
Royce wakes up to a toothpick in his throat and John's hand trying to dive in after it.
How's your trachea?
He would have fished it out with another toothpick.
Yeah. Stop pretending you can't breathe.
Paramedics would have come over. Why are there 27 toothpicks in his mouth? Well, sir, I was trying to fish the other one out with the other one that I put in, and then I was fishing that one.
And you got one EMT going, ah, got you nuts, huh?
Western Echo says, so for $300, John gets shot in the crotch with a paintball gun. Brad Royce yells, how's your nuts?
I like it.
If we get $300 worth of donations, we will do the shot in the paintball. We will do the mega how's your nuts.
We will bring it back just for that one time. I don't want to get you in the balls anymore. I remember this one time. Speaking of nut stories, Nathan's the person who's hit me in the nuts the best, just because it was like out of a movie. We were at a McDonald's.
And we specifically watched The Matrix.
The second one.
The second
one. We watched The Matrix, and we were like, oh, man, that movie. And then Nate was talking about a part in the movie, I believe. He goes, oh, you saw that Matrix kick? And Nate turned around with his little foot. And his foot, he did a spin kick. And he didn't mean to, but his little spin kick kicked me right in the fucking nuts. And I was like, oh, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
And he said, how's your nuts?
Right in the, no, I didn't
no,
say
he did.
Right in the middle of McDonald's.
Yeah. He Matrix, how's your nuts to me? It was like slow motion. I saw his foot coming at my balls. Like, oh, no.
I bet that would have been funny in slow motion.
Oh.
And that's why you should always have a camera.
Yeah, totally.
No, we went to McDonald's after we watched The Matrix. We didn't watch The Matrix at McDonald's.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been cool. You could do that now with technology. What's up with that, like, projector phone?
Yeah, I saw that. The Avatar commercial.
That looks... But then you showed the bottom, like, with that projector phone. It says... This is simulated. It probably looks like shit. And can you imagine how quickly your battery dies?
Like,
you think an iPhone kills your battery? It's like, oh, let me just play this movie.
Like the first big screen TVs, you probably got to watch it like in like a dark room.
It's called the theater, John. That's what it was called, John. It was called the theater.
No, like those big screen TVs you used to get for.
It's a John Bob.
Oh, Niggity's bringing it back. What's up with that, John?
Yeah, what's up with that, man? Oh,
what's up with that? The old John, what's up with that bit? I can't even do the song now because the bandwidth is so low because I just oven-rigged the internet right now.
Nice.
So it's working, sort of.
I really like how oven is...
They need
like
the PayPal, Murray.
Yeah, the PayPal. Okay. Oh, my God. What? I'll tell you one thing, though. Love my chamomile tea.
You're welcome.
Indie John.
You know... In a cold winter night like this, gotta have your tea, chamomile tea with a little bit of jasmine, some Splenda, Splenda, Splenda.
Can we choose what color we shoot you in the nuts?
Yeah.
Like, what colors do you have?
Well, what colors do I have, or what colors do they make?
Well, what colors can you
get? Like anything. There's one that like the professionals use that like when it hits you, like the paint. No, because normally paint you just like wipe it off, but it's for the pros, so like.
So you can't wipe it off. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It looks like semen.
Ew.
Yeah.
John, I think it's sticky, John, like. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
If you're getting molested, man, like, seriously, you could tell us. Like,
I'm not getting molested.
Where do you buy this semen paint?
I don't know.
Who's selling you online. Semen? Are you buying semen paintballs?
No.
Do you have to fill it up yourself with your mouth?
I don't supply the paintballs.
I just supply the semen for them.
No. No, the guys that I, Dan, he has an RV in like the backyard.
It was Dan. It wasn't Tam.
No, it was Dan. He has a huge like Winnebago.
Masturbating.
Winnebago in the backyard of one of their houses, and it's this like stockpile full of like you know in Boondock Saints when they're walking in there grabbing their weapons and shit.
So that, let me recap. RV.
Nothing good happens in an RV.
You're going to a stranger's house.
RV.
Oh, of course. You're going to a stranger's RV and getting semen.
No,
getting paintballs.
No, that's where they keep all their equipment.
Right. They keep their equipment there. I'm sure that's where they keep all their equipment. John, I swear to you, as a kid, you must have been the most easily molested kid on the planet.
No.
You had to have been. You don't think... I guarantee you, you were molested at least 64 times. 64 times you were molested, you don't remember because you thought you were playing paintball.
I always hung out with my brother, though. It wasn't like I was like alone any time.
I'm pretty sure you got molested. It's okay if you did. I mean, we don't judge you.
I didn't get molested.
Wanna?
The semen paint can't be handled by women who are ovulating for some strange reason.
John, I've said this once and I'll say it again. If anybody should have a reality TV show, and I know a lot of people say this, oh man, you should follow. Not me, or not Nate, or not Marina, or Ryan. John needs, if Jersey Shore could be that popular, the John Show would be the most popular show on all of television.
Yeah, so but if John had a reality show, we'd be side characters.
I don't care about that. I just want to follow John with a camera just for like a year.
So you're saying I have mediocre talent?
No, not mediocre.
Well, because like reality TV stars are pretty much, like, they're not really actors. They're just douches. You call me a douche?
No. Marie.
Don't look at me.
He's your boyfriend. Why are you calling me a douche?
I don't know. You're always hitting on my girlfriend.
I'm not hitting on my... What?
I love the Jersey Shore.
I do, too.
My favorite show. I love Mike.
Apparently, they said you bombed, Nate. I missed it. I didn't catch your bomb.
No?
The semen joke, I guess, with the pregnant woman. Ovulating. Oh,
they told me I need to play this for you.
Ryan! Anybody know Ryan? Ryan? You know Gunnan Ryan?
I tried.
It's okay. I honestly, that's not from... I didn't even catch it, so I...
I heard it. I didn't think it was that bad.
What can you do?
TV, it says, what's less than mediocre, John? Ochre?
Okra? I'm a food now, Royce?
I can't wait to do this paintball thing.
Oh, my God.
I guarantee you that these people will donate enough money for you to get shot.
They're loyal.
I could
like
do
that.
Stand up while you know, and like...
Oh, okay, $300, John gets shot while I say, how's your nuts? If we make it four, John will do open mics. He'll write open mic stand-up stuff while we shoot him. He will do jokes. And every time his joke bombs,
wow,
shot.
My body's
not on nut shot. You still get one nut shot, of course. But every time your joke bombs, with a mic in your hand, I'm going to buy an extra long XLR cord so you can do it.
Am I doing this bare skin or am I doing this with armor?
No, you could wear...
Armor?
No.
Well, you can wear armor.
The armor is pretty much like a shirt.
Shirt.
Okay.
And he can wear a cup.
He will get shot in the nuts, but he's got to wear a cup. I'm not going to testicularly damage him.
Yeah, I would like to have children in the future. Shut the fuck up, Royce.
I didn't say anything.
Just
I swear to God, I didn't say anything.
Oh, but...
What's calling me?
I don't know. No.
Hello?
God. Royce is just a... big man. Yeah. He gets lots of important phone calls during the middle of our show.
You're not planning on having like a respectable acting career in the future, are
you?
Oh,
I thought you were going to say you're not planning on having children.
I would like to.
Okay. Because these are the right steps to take.
No, I know they're not.
Let me call you.
Uh-oh.
Okay, just give me 1 second and I'll call you right back.
I'm sure that's a work call.
Let me just walk out of range.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Oh my God, what do we do?
My conditioner is down.
So, how is New Year's in Hawaii?
Come out here right now?
No, I can't come out there right now.
But it's down. Why can't you come out here right now?
What?
Nathan is doing his impression of how people that need air conditioning sound.
Oh, yeah, especially down here in South Florida. They're all Jewish women, and sometimes they have smoker's coughs. Excuse me, is this Royce Lopez? Hi. Yeah, my air conditioning is down. Check the thermostat. What's that? What's a thermostat? Oh, your little knobby thing on the wall? Oh, you want me to see what it's at right now? Oh, it's on the... Okay. Marvin! Marvin, I'm talking over here.
He is on the phone with someone who you're making fun of.
Probably Marvin.
Probably Marvin.
How old's our unit? Well, I don't know.
It was here when we moved in.
What time? When did I move in?
1972.
No, it was 1943. Oh, what a year.
But then the house collapsed in one of those hurricanes.
Yeah, and then the ovens moved in, and oy, there goes the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
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 Oh, God. Margaret, you want to come over and play bridge? Royce Lopez, this fine gentleman's gonna come and fix our air conditioning. Ceiling fan, what's that? Why do I need a ceiling fan when I have air conditioning?
Your voice makes my lungs hurt.
So is this a little taste of what the show would be like if you were in control?
Yeah, if Royce doesn't get those 15 pounds, this is what we're gonna get for 2 weeks.
Hey, fuck you.
Hey, I didn't say it was bad.
So it's good then. I'm really trying to get into voice acting. It's really difficult out here.
Yeah, because we're not in Hollywood.
What have you done? What steps have you taken to get in the voice acting?
I've asked my agents. They told me I need to make put like the different like dialogues and dialects that I can say.
Like what?
You know, like Cockney and like Italian. Like New York, like just like just speaking and then like put it on a tape.
I think you need
practice?
Other agents.
Do you practice?
I'm not gonna do anything right now, I'm just gonna do Marvin. Hello. So how'd it go?
I'd rather ask you how it went. How did it go over here?
I don't know. Look at the chat room, I guess.
John was just doing customer impressions.
Like the old snowbirds that you get down here calling you all times of the night and day, about stupid things with their air conditioning, and they always think you're scamming them.
Is that what it was?
And you're really not.
Work call?
It was work. Anyway.
Why do I need Freon? What's that?
Okay, so when do we get to shoot you with a paintball gun? I want to do it more than ever.
God damn it.
Next week. Yeah, next week. It'll be perfect. Oh, we can do
sure.
it.
Wow. I have to do it with a cup, though.
Western Echo says, it's the aftermath of the Hiroshima Royce. That's your preview if I don't lose 15 pounds. So you guys should just start sending me diet pills now. That's John with the reins.
I think I might enjoy John leading for...
That
amount of time that just happened right now.
John, you're a good auxiliary character.
What does that mean?
Not a main character.
Oh. You're like a Kramer.
You walked in my door two hours ago.
That was funny, though.
It was.
People like Kramer.
Not the ovens.
Well, they used to like Kramer.
They still don't forgive him.
No, they never do.
They don't even know what his name is. They just call that guy that just used the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
No, they know his name.
They do.
Yes. What do you think? They're animals?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here
we go. You want me to answer that?
No, I'd prefer if you didn't.
Okay, good.
I really, really hope
that Niggity sends you that crystal meth he's promising?
Well, that. And that this show gets picked up by a local rap station. But we don't change the format at all.
Oh, that'd be great.
Until we get shot.
Yeah. Well.
Hey, remember when we had Nakia on the show? He was black.
Oh, my God.
I know.
God.
That's why he's not here anymore. Yeah.
Poor Nakia.
People liked him.
Yeah. They like to make fun of him.
One day, when everything just feels right, I'll explain to everyone what happened with the whole situation with why Nakia's not here and why certain people aren't around anymore. I don't have it in me right now to bring it up, but it's just a big
down
clusterfuck.
The road.
Yeah. It's just a clusterfuck.
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
What is that, generic phrase, John?
Maybe.
Cliche John. Yeah. Strikes again.
What, you didn't like that one?
No.
I'm sorry.
What does,
well,
what
I
does
burned my
hands
me, with two in the bush. Am I
what
right?
What does bother me is that it was fucking 32 degrees last night in fucking Fort Lauderdale. What the fuck is that about?
I had ice on my windshield.
Well, congratulations.
That's cold.
Yeah, it was cold. I like
fucking,
the cold, though.
Yeah, fuck that shit. But we're down here, so it doesn't get that fucking cold. And nobody here is prepared for that kind of weather.
No.
Look
no
at me.
One.
The first time I went to New York, I was wearing a cardigan sweater to show you how prepared I was. And I had to buy at the Gap.
Wow.
He looks so sweet.
Did you wear, like, one of those, like, long neckerchiefs you just, like, wrapped around your face?
I tried
like,
to get him one. He refused.
That would have been funny.
But he did have a knit cap.
Yay.
I hate when people, like, from New York and other upstate north, they're like, oh, that's not cold. You don't know what cold is. No. That's your state is cold, too. I'm not saying your state's not cold.
You know what? You're right. Like, when they make a competition out of it.
You're not cold.
Oh, you think that's cold? It's like 5 degrees where I'm at right now.
That's also cold, sir.
And the generic answer to that is, I'd be walking around with shorts and flip-flops.
Good.
Would you? 32 yeah. degree weather. You're going to walk around in shorts and shut up.
When they come down here, right?
Well, what I was saying, because I was asking, like, Chim and Alphabet, you know, what the temperature was where they are, and they're saying, like, you know, 15 degrees, 1 degree, and I'm going, yeah, but you're basing that off of maybe last week it was still below the 30s. We're going from 80-degree weather to 40 or 30-degree weather. That's a big difference. That's the end of my thought.
I thought there was more coming.
I lost my
sleep. So you're saying that, you know, they've had more time to, well, their body's adjusted
it's
already.
Still, it went from cold to colder as opposed from us going from warm to cold.
Our bodies aren't adjusted.
No.
Not at all.
It's a bigger percentage drop is what I'm saying.
It's a good point. Very good point.
Thank you.
It's just that I don't know. I was talking to my grandfather. When he first came here from Cuba, lived in New York, and he lived in New York for years, mm-hmm. and then he moved down from New York to Florida. He came down and he said, "Oh well, I'm not going to be here too long. I can't stand this heat, whatever." So he was here for like 2 years. Then he went back to visit New York, and after 2 years, he goes, "You forget how cold it is in New York, and you can't be there anymore." You know, so you become adjusted to a certain temperature.
People just get stuck here.
And don't get me wrong, I still prefer 32 degrees and 90 degrees.
Yeah, well, not 92 degrees, but the humidity.
It's not the humidity is the worst part. Yeah. But the heat and the humidity, it just, you know, I mean, if you're a normal person, not fat like me, then you're fine. But when you're a fat dude, or not even a fat dude, but when you just have thighs that aren't normal thighs, you just get the worst rash.
Chafing.
In because the humidity makes it like a greenhouse. Mm-hmm. Like in there, it's a greenhouse.
Like an actual greenhouse.
Swamp bud.
Yeah, you grow things. Like you grow things like down there, like, you know, tomatoes and stuff. And it's like.
You grow tomatoes in your pants?
Damn, man. That's horrible.
Well, I don't really grow tomatoes in my pants, John. It's just, you know, whatever the word is.
Grow green beans.
Yeah.
Welcome to Royce's Grove Stand.
It's that chafing where no matter how you walk, it's not fixed right. And I don't know. It's just a clusterfuck. Like in New York, I go walk a bunch, especially when it's cool out. There's no humidity. I feel great. I'm like, man, walking's not that bad.
Yeah, you're nuts. But here,
you walk in Orlando when it's 90 degrees. You're like, oh my god, my balls can't take it anymore.
You know what? Deviant in the room, and he's saying something that I hate when people say, or is you can only take off so much clothes, but you can always add more clothes if you're cold. Okay,
you hear that, Deviant?
Your body
Marie hates you.
Your body is made to
sign
sweat.
Off.
You sweat when it's hot. You shiver when it's cold. I would rather be sweating than shivering uncontrollably.
Okay, me too. Take that.
Here's just first off.
Get in a car, Marie.
And secondly, I think that I'd rather have a cold because when it's cold, you don't sweat going out to fucking get your mail. Like, you can't – in Florida, if you do anything outside, like if I take a shower and then I go, oh, let me go outside a second. I got to get something in my car.
Are you defending Deviant?
No, I'm defending. Yes, I am. I'm defending my boy Deviant. When you go out and get something in your car when it's 90 degrees, when you go back inside, you're like, oh, fuck, I'm sweating and I smell and I have to get in the fucking shower. In the cold, you go outside for an hour and nothing happens.
Or what about when you take
except frostbite?
There you go, Murray. When you get them with the frostbite.
Sunburns. I think sunburn's a little worse than.
If you went out to get the mail and you came back in with a sunburn, there's something wrong with you.
No, but like what you were saying, goddamn, I lost my train of thought.
But there are
you
some,
never had it.
But there are some areas in the north where right now, if you went outside with skin exposed, you can get frostbite. It's that cold out.
You know what it is?
You got me.
You're a girl. You're a girl.
I'm cold naturally.
And you're cold all the time.
I'm cold right now.
Nate, you prefer heat or cold?
I like to sleep in the cold.
Right, and that's what it all boils down to, is sleeping. I'd rather sleep when it's cold because it's easier for me, because now there's the flip side of that. It's also, it's easier for me when I'm laying down, if like, oh, I'm still kind of cold, I'll get another blanket. I'm warm now, I'm fine, I'm set.
Like I can't sleep sweating.
But when I'm sweating, it's like you take blankets off, you take your shirt off, underwear, and then underwear come off, and it's like.
And you get frustrated and you can't sleep.
And then you get mad, and then you take a cold shower, and then you're hot again. It's, fuck that. Although, for some reason, at the beach, it doesn't matter how hot it is, that just goes away. You just fall asleep. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure that's just heat stroke.
Yeah.
See, when I put on, if I'm especially cold and I start adding layers, I'll get like one part of my body that gets really warm. Like my chest might get really warm, but my feet will still be freezing for some reason. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't disperse properly. So it's like I'll have like one arm or something hanging out of the blanket, but I'm like bundling everything around my feet, and it just never balances, and I get frustrated.
Well, but you know what it is at the beach is that you don't really sweat at the beach. You have that breeze, the beach breeze.
And your shirt's off and stuff.
Sweating is what keeps me up. If I'm sweating, I can't sleep.
Well, and it's also okay, but there's upsides to the heat, of course. You know, more days at the beach, you look at chicks in bikinis and stuff like that. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But then again, it's like, I don't know, man. It's something about, it's just, I hate heat. I hate the summer. I hate the feeling of, and it's not even the heat because, like, when you go to Las Vegas, it's hot. You were in Las Vegas for me, but it's different heat. It's like, it's not humid.
Right.
But over here, it's like, you're always in a jacuzzi. And you know when you get in a jacuzzi for a little while, it's like, hey, man, it's, like, a jacuzzi is like, I equate a jacuzzi to pancakes. Like, when you see pancakes, oh, man, I want pancakes. But after a little bit of pancake, like, oh, man, I'm still eating pancakes. Same thing with a jacuzzi. When you get in a jacuzzi, it's like, yeah, man, this feels really good. And then after, like, 5 minutes, you're like, oh, God, I don't feel good. Still in a fucking jacuzzi.
What a great analogy.
What am I doing in this jacuzzi? Why did I come in here? I had to go in the pool now. It's the worst feeling. The jacuzzi is just, it's just like, oh, I could do that for a little. I could be in a jacuzzi all day.
Would you say the same thing for a sauna? You know, you're just pretty much just sitting around.
And I don't like a sauna at any time. I never sit there and crave a sauna. I never go, you know what I want? A really hot room.
I just want to sit down and sweat.
I need to go sit in a really hot room where it smells a little bit. Like, that's where I want to go. I never
sit with other men who are just hanging with their balls out.
Take your laptop in there. That is so creepy. Now I could do some work.
The laptop starts sliding off your legs because they're getting all sweaty.
Why is it when you go to, like, one of those, like, health spas where it has a jacuzzi and the old men are there, like, they always had to go in a jacuzzi naked?
I think at a certain age, the same reason, like at my gym or any gym I've ever been to, old guys walk around with their balls out. I think at a just certain age, it's like you don't care anymore. Like, I think there's and for every man it's different, but at a certain age, you lose shame. You know, you're born with shame, but at a certain age, you're like, it doesn't matter anymore. Like,
I'm old.
But so they go in there, like, in my gym, I've seen an old man who go in there. He's not just, like, naked for a second, which happens. You got to shower, you're naked for a second. You know, you put your underwear on, you start getting dressed. He walks in there, and he's, like, takes just naked, walking around, leaning on stuff. And then he'll just, I saw him, I swear, this is absolutely true. I saw him reading a paper naked, just like he had, like, you know Club Fit, they have, like, the benches, you know, by the lockers. He had one leg up.
Oh!
I'm serious. On the bench, and just with a paper.
Oh, God.
Can't wait till that day.
Was he scratching him?
Good Lord.
He wasn't scratching him. But it's like, what are you doing?
Fanning him out.
Making you awkward.
Needed some air.
The only thing I would have recommended was a slight pelvic thrust.
No, that's when you go, hey, how's your nuts?
There.
Oh, man. That is the ultimate how's your nuts.
How's your nuts?
Hey, how's your nuts?
That's like the meanest thing in the world.
Right through the paper.
Looks like you lose. I don't know. And I know that they lose shame, but at some point, don't you have any, like, don't you feel bad for people that have to see your old man balls? There's nothing weirder looking than old man balls.
Like old man anything looks awful.
Yeah, shrivel up old raisins.
When you guys get old, I'm not going to want to look at you anymore. You're going to be scary
in the future,
and have like weird scraggly hairs coming out of your ears and your nose will be all long.
Bullshit. Guys age so much better than women do.
It's true.
Look at George Clooney.
I look forward to having a cotton ball hairdo when I get to 70.
I look forward to you being dead or me being dead before that happens.
Oh, obviously you're the first one to die.
Yeah.
Look at George Clooney, how old he is. He's so handsome. Get a woman as equivalent age as him, ugly as shit. And there's rare occasions, of course, and there's always the hot MILFs. But what I'm saying is men age gracefully. There's more attractive older men than attractive older women. It's just the way it is.
I'm sorry.
You want to see people that never get old? Black people. Never.
Black don't crack.
No, it really doesn't.
Sidney Poitier still looks good for his age. And Muhammad Ali.
Kevin 69 says, I can't wait to get really old so I can be a pig. And the girls would say, oh, he's cute. It's true. We forgive old men for creepiness.
Put, like, mirrors on your
shoes.
Well,
but here's the thing. And I'm not saying, like I said, there's hot MILFs. There's always an exception to the rule. There's always a hot chick. Like, oh, I'd still do her. But what I mean is that I'm talking average. I'm talking about the average stuff. What a guy could, Tom Cruise, let's pick him.
Well, he's not an average guy. Neither is George Clooney.
Okay, let's pick an average actor. An average actor. Average looking actor. Average.
Let's pick an average guy.
Let's say Nathan. Let's pick Nathan. Average guy, average looking dude.
All right.
Nathan gets older. Yeah, Nathan's a good looking guy. Nathan gets older. He can let his hair go gray. Not a problem. He's like, man.
If I still have it.
Or if you don't have, you shave it. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Your hair goes gray. Man, he looks pretty smart.
Are you hitting on me?
No, yeah, a little bit.
In
and
15 years.
Marie's hair goes gray and she's not dying it. Because you should dye it if your hair's going gray and you want. I don't care how old you are. When the hair grows gray, you're like, oh, poor girl.
What about blue hair? They always say the blue-haired lady.
What's
like,
wrong with her?
Do you actually, like, dye your hair blue?
And at that point, you should just dye.
So basically, what we've all learned is that when we're old and gray, you're going to leave Marie for me.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And go to Hawaii.
Sounds good.
Because that's where the gays like to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
How many gays did you see in Hawaii?
I don't know, John.
You asked the worst questions.
What?
I was looking at sea turtles, not gay men.
She had a little
gay
notebook.
Sea turtles.
That's one gay, two gays, three gays. I've got to write this down for John.
He's going to ask this question later.
Average guy, Ron Howard's brother or John? Ron Howard's brother's an ugly fuck.
E-Rock's saying I could look like Lily from the Munsters.
Lily from the Munsters.
You know who looks like Lily from the Munsters?
Lily from the Munsters?
Her. And also the new lady that's doing the Pantene Pro-V commercials, but she used to be on What Not to Wear.
She has
like one gray streak, and apparently she's proud of it, so she won't dye it.
Here's an example of somebody that just by not dyeing her hair went from even at her age was still attractive to ugly. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yep.
Jamie Lee Curtis went from like even when she was older than True Lies. You know, mm-hmm. she still looked for her age. But the moment she cut her hair and let it go, that's it. It's like, oh, she's old.
Yeah.
Poor girl. Wasn't that? She's doing shit commercials, by the way. Anyway.
Yeah, she is.
Domino's saying it would be cool if girls registered themselves as MILFs, like if it was on their driver's license.
That'd be funny.
What's the test?
I see you're an organ donor. Oh, and a MILF.
And this one right here, Mrs. Henderson, yes, you're a cougar.
That would make things easier.
Yeah. Oh my god, I didn't bomb.
Nice.
Oh, fuck.
But now you did.
God damn it.
Kevin69 says, Lindsay Lohan peaked at 12.
Ugh, yeah.
Cran from Cleveland says,
no, that's not true because she got breast implants after 12.
Cran what the Cleveland fuck says, happened to
all
her,
women
man.
Peak at 17.
Yeah. 18.
With the pile of shoes in the background, it looks like there was a Jew burning at the Hippo Juice compound. We got to keep warm somehow. We don't have fireplaces.
There's only two shoes. The other thing is a coat.
Poor Jason.
Yeah.
Every time he calls in, they just call and bombard him with jokes.
Yep.
Well, maybe if he didn't make such a fuss about it.
Nah, the best was when he called in when we started talking about ovens. Mm-hmm. That was the best. When he called in and he thought we were talking about something else.
He still complains about that joke. He's so sensitive.
To the day I die, I'm not referring to that.
Can that be tomorrow?
No, because are we going to shoot? Oh, I guess we could.
Still. We can still shoot. It's not as fun.
My corpse? Jesus. Yeah. Okay,
so just to recap, $300, nutshot, paintball. $400 by next week. Stand up. Still nutshot. One nutshot. Plus, we get bonus John doing stand-up while we shoot him with paintballs.
Or if not stand-up, I like recite Hamlet.
No, stand-up. Because stand-up's a double whammy.
Okay. Damn, I got
to
come up with
a But you have to do it in one of your unique voices.
So that's hippojuice.com/donate.html. I wish it was an easier link, but it's just not.
For $2 million, I'm going to stick the paintball gun in my ass.
Don't do that.
For $2 million, I'll stick it in my urethra.
Oof.
Oof. That's right. I'm a story topper. That just happened. Ow. Oh.
So,
but does you have to shoot it?
So, what, girl interrupted?
So do you want to come paintballing with me?
No, I wanted to shoot you with one.
Nathan?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
First off, I'm not made for what you call activities. Yeah. Or running, for that matter.
I'll play you don't have to run. You can just like hold back and like and support the hill.
I'll play Call of Duty with you.
Actually, sorry to interrupt, but you brought up something that I wanted to ask you mm-hmm. about not liking activities.
He said,
I did a lot of things in Hawaii. And I was wondering if you had been with me, how much you would enjoy and how much you would just be complaining the entire time.
I'll get that to the next, but next question. Real quick, Janigidi wants to know. John, can you point at where your urethra is?
I can't show it to you sitting down.
Just point to the general area. You can stand if you like.
My penis.
All right. He knows where the urethra is.
Yeah. Good. That's where the urine comes out.
That's where
the
pee-pee comes out.
Yeah.
Okay. Marie, things that I would like or not like.
Correct. Okay. All right. One, beach hopping.
Well, explain. Like, what do you mean?
Like, you go to one beach, you relax.
Like a bunny.
You hop like a bunny in the sand. No, you go from beach to beach, exploring different beaches.
Can you be more specific about exploring?
Okay. We went from, we would visit maybe 3 or 4 beaches.
Uh-huh.
They'd be kind of rocky, so it's not powdery sand. And we were jumping off of rocks or swimming in cold water to go to a waterfall. Or
get in a car, Marie!
That's a no.
But there's no cars.
Okay. Hiking.
Uh-huh.
Just in general.
Get in a car, Marie!
No? Next. Still no? Snorkeling.
I would do snorkeling.
Okay.
I like snorkeling, so yeah, that's yes.
All right. So you would enjoy one thing.
Yes.
Which basically you would have liked 2 days.
Okay, next. Anything else?
Well, most of it involved hiking. So just from saying no to hiking, you probably... Well, because we were going on a lot of trails, whether it was up a mountain or just there wasn't a whole lot of shade.
Okay.
So it would be sunny and hot. You'd be walking.
Getting a car, Marie.
Obviously. So
getting a car, Marie.
I was right. I'm glad you didn't go, because you would have ruined all my fun.
Would have been hiking with hats.
Did you do anything else fun?
I did tons of fun stuff.
But like what? Like besides hiking?
Well, I really like hiking.
What else?
I climbed a tree.
Getting a car, Marie.
Just a tree?
Well, yeah. It's a pretty big one.
How popular is the hula hoop up there?
I didn't see any hula hoops. Are you thinking hula dancers?
Well, I mean, like, you know, hula hoop comes from, like, the hula dancing because, you know, you swing your hips. So I would imagine that, like, you know,
when
like,
I dip, you dip, we dip?
No. But I'm just saying, like, okay, how's, like, the music? Like, what do they listen to music-wise?
Well, there is a lot of ukuleles. I'm not going to lie. It's not like, oh, yeah, they had one ukulele song, and so now it kind of gets stuck with them. No, every fat guy has a ukulele, and they're singing Jack Johnson or...
Dave Matthews, or
the Somewhere the Over other, the Rainbow song that one Hawaiian guy did.
What's that other guy?
Now, question. How many times...
Well, before you say a question, just say the question. You don't have to let us all know. Question's coming.
How many times did you hum the tune to Hawaii Five-O?
Not any, but I kept singing, Melikaliki Maka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That was in my head the entire time.
So basically, your trip to Hawaii was filled with stereotypical Hawaiian songs and ukuleles.
Absolutely.
And hiking.
Did you wear a Hawaiian shirt?
No.
Did you get laid when you got off the plane?
No.
They don't do that anymore.
They have the lays for you to purchase if you're, you
purchase?
Know, yeah.
What?
They're not going to spend all their money giving every person that comes off the airplane a lay.
But every time anyone's ever gone to Hawaii, like, even in, like, you know, fucking, like, all those fucking... Language. They always freaking put a lay on you, and they kiss you on the cheek. Like,
it's only in movies, because I only have to do it to, like, two people.
God damn. And then they...
But I did get laid
John's house.
Hilo Hattie. Sorry, I blanked for a second. Hilo Hattie is like a very famous Hawaiian store.
And then all the spring break dudes are like, hey, I just got laid, have it right?
Exactly.
Oh, I totally got laid.
But you walk into the store and
it's
they
a
and
Hawaiian
they,
Hello Kitty.
Spicoli.
Yeah, and they put the shell lays on you when you walked into the store. So I did get laid.
How was it?
How many like tourist trap like t-shirt like souvenir places had like a shirt that said got laid in Hawaii?
I didn't see any.
Got laid at Kona.
But I wasn't looking for them.
Did you go snowboarding or skiing in Kona?
I could not go skiing because to go up to the top of the mountain, you have to cut through this middle road that they strongly suggest you have a four-wheel drive to get to it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and we didn't have a four-wheel drive, so we were refrained from doing certain things.
Unless Philly wants to know, did you bring Kona coffee for him?
Not for him. I did bring a little bit, and I drank it this morning with my coworkers.
You're a greedy bitch.
Yeah, really.
Dude!
You are a greedy bitch.
I bought, like, everybody something.
Yeah, I got a nice bracelet.
Yeah, but who gets a nice coffee?
My coworkers and I. That we enjoyed in the morning.
Greedy bitch.
I know.
I enjoyed the bracelet you gave me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm glad.
I don't care how much you say. That was a house arrest anklet.
It has a
lava rock on it.
It's a lava rock.
Yeah, sure. And the beeping is from the lava.
Marie, is this true?
But he is forgetting to mention that if you bring lava rocks off the island, they're cursed.
Yeah, I heard about that. I think I saw it like on a Disney movie. Wait, or something.
Why are you cursing me now?
I think it's okay if you purchase them, but you can't steal them.
Really?
That's just they do to keep the beach. It's okay. They're cursed. Just don't take them.
Well, because I
dude,
was going to take.
Can't sell.
I have a friend that collects sand from different places, and she asked to take for me to take black sand back for
her. So, what is a lamest friend ever? What does she do?
She collects sand.
That's what she does.
Wow.
That's how she likes to pass her time.
That is. The worst hobby.
Doesn't sand all look the
Everybody
same.
Has something.
What do you do with it? Hey, I got some sand.
That sounds like jar. She would be really busy.
Like, yeah. There is a lot of sand.
There's a ton of places.
Well, she must be a delight at a party.
Well, like the way airport security is, if you were to put a bag of sand in your bag, how can
it
that not...
It was fine. I brought two bags home.
They didn't think it was like...
No.
Really?
They only care about liquids.
She had the sand in her ass.
Let me ask you, how old is your friend that likes the sand?
It was a coworker. It was actually for her mom, but
okay.
I figured that part of the story didn't really matter.
No, I can't even imagine.
It matters if it's the friend's mom. Yeah.
I can't even imagine the stuff. Well, I got this sand in the Bahamas. Me and Tim were at the beach, and I put some in the bag.
Anywho.
And they say
bringing lava rocks off the island is apparently cursed, and so the island actually gets lava rocks shipped back to them because bad shit happens to people.
You know what I heard? If I put a lava rock and magic bad shit happened to me, I just throw it away.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. It has to be back on the island, or else Pele will get you.
Pele, the soccer player?
No, the restaurant. No.
Pele.
Pele.
Wait, now, so this woman...
Pele, P-E-L-E, is actually the goddess of lava.
Oh, now
not the goddess of love.
And she gets angry when you take her lava rocks away from her.
Like, what does she
do?
So
you have to ship it back to the island, and then you'd be fine. Does she pay for shipping?
Ellis really says, it's not the fucking Brady Bunch, or is it? Look at Marie's neck.
Can you trick this woman? Like, oh, yeah, I got this sand from Hawaii, and it's like your backyard.
It's black sand. Where else is it coming from?
Your backyard, dirt,
the Bronx.
Not dirt, it's sand.
All right, guys. So, see you next week on iTunes, my friends.
This was a triumph. I'm making a note here. Huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. Aperture Science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you